So, Cece woke up this morning and she was afraid. Because we got 60 plus mile an hour winds going on out there. And there was a noise and a banging and she was thinking
nails
the house is coming apart.
Nails are so, hear the nails coming
okay,
loose.
I'm telling the story here. So... So I got up, and I thought I knew what it was, but I looked out on our deck, and I put this little retaining wall up to keep the snow off the area of the deck where she has her deer food. So it wouldn't be covered with snow, it would just protect it. And the bottom part of the little retaining wall, little plywood, is not secured, so it was just banging. So no more fear that the house is coming apart. It's just the little retaining wall that's flapping. That's all it is.
It's just coming apart.
So no, it's not. It's just flapping. It's not coming apart.
Well, you can hear the nails bending with every flap.
No, you can't. You can't hear the nails.
That was your imagination.
It's still, we're still off the track here. Because once we find out what it is, our fear goes away because it's a little thing. It's not a big deal. Okay. So she came in and she told me some of the things that you're seeing and that you were talking about. And a very simple principle came to me. The Spirit said to me, the reason that I sent Jesus to give you His Spirit so you would know the ways of God on the earth so you wouldn't be afraid. It's that simple. When you're in the Spirit, you see the whys and the wherefores, and then you're not afraid, which means you don't have to hit people, you don't have to kill people, you don't have to rob, you don't have to steal, you don't have to be angry, you don't have to control, you don't have to do all those things because you see the kingdom's rule. In the worldly situation, you understand the ways of God in this thing. So you're not afraid. You have peace. So we all have the Spirit, right? But we don't use it. We don't use it. We don't really look to the ways of God. In my situation, that if I really looked at it and saw it, I wouldn't be in control. I wouldn't be angry. I wouldn't be fearful. And all these things come from fear, everything. Mm-hmm. Your bottom line comes from fear. Mm-hmm. And the scripture says, and they lived all their lives through fear of death. That mankind lives all their lives through fear of death, through fear. Mm-hmm. But once Jesus came and gave His Spirit and eternal life, they no longer live their lives in fear, but in hope. Mm-hmm. So I know it's, you're sitting there looking at me like, is there a punchline here?
Yeah, Isaiah.
But there is no punchline. The punchline has already been told. If you are using the Spirit of Jesus, why Jesus? Because He's the sum total of heaven and earth. Now, we know Jesus, Holy Ghost, God are all the same Spirit, but their personality characteristically different just in the sense of their duties and what they were sent to do. Jesus came to be a man. God didn't come to be a man. Jesus, He sent part of Himself as Jesus to be a man. Why? So he would experience everything on earth that man does in the spirit of his Father, which is the heavenly role, so that he could not only demonstrate, but he could impart his man spirit and his heavenly rule spirit, so that when we receive his spirit, all the things of man will understand, and all the things of heaven and its ways and its rules will understand as it pertains to man on earth. So when you see it, I get it. This is just fear. You know, I'm like Betty with Lloyd. Oh, I get it. I'm afraid he's going to die. You know, Nancy had more of a word for Betty than any of us because of losing Tom.
Yeah.
And what she said is, hey, Betty, now we told her, but she couldn't hear it from us. Nancy basically said, hey, Betty, you know, you've got to let it go. You've got to let him go. And whatever, you know, the Lord's will is, the Lord's will is. You know, you've got to just realize you're not in control of this and be at peace with it. And she was able to hear that from Nancy. She couldn't hear it from us. But what's that? That's understanding that, you know what? Oh, I don't have to be afraid because God loves Lloyd a lot more than I do. And he knows Lloyd a lot better than I do. And obviously, he's allowed this to come on Lloyd for a reason. And I may not know what that reason is altogether. Lloyd may never get the message, but there is a message.
Yeah. So there's a scripture in Isaiah 11 that says, when he comes, he won't judge by the seeing of the eyes or the hearing of the ears.
Spiritual judgment. I've got a whole chain on that, my own chain, spiritual judgment.
Well, you can talk about that.
Anyway, so that's basically it. She was afraid because of the wind and the banging and the house coming apart. And all it was is my little retaining wall on the deck wasn't secured at the bottom. So it's just doing this. It's just doing this. It's just flapping. That's all it is. But it sounds like part of the house is coming apart. And because it's on the deck, it's like a bass drum. You know what I'm saying?
I can hear the nails, too.
Sure.
I was out here when the wind came up, and I was thinking the same thing about the shingles. Man, this is awesome.
So what are you going to do if it is?
Nothing. What can I do? I don't have any
nothing.
Control over it. Yeah.
You know what we did?
Taken care of.
When we moved in, it was December, 7 years ago. The wind was blowing like this, and it had those side windows like those that open like this, you know, in our bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And
I remember that too.
Do you remember?
It ended up out on the.
It blew that sucker right off, and ended up outside.
Yeah.
So thank God back then I was strong. I went outside.
There was a tornado in our bedroom.
I grabbed the window, came up, got my drill, held the window in with one arm, and screwed it in from the inside on the other. And I don't know how I was able to do it, but I did it.
It took both of us.
Yeah,
it was a miracle.
But
the wind was so
strong.
I was able to do something about it. But, you know, I'm thinking, hey, if we're losing shingles, bye. I'm not worried about that.
No,
I'm not doing anything.
Right.
No
right.
More fear.
What
death.
If it rains and your shingles? First of all, it isn't going to rain. It's going to snow. Second of all, the wind's going to blow so hard that the snow
it's
and the rain's not going to set on there anyway.
Right.
It'll dry itself off.
Yeah.
Have faith in God.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
But that's not good enough.
No, it isn't.
Receiving the Spirit of Jesus and understanding why Jesus. Why do we need His Spirit? Because He is God made man to live on the earth, to experience everything that we have ever experienced, so that when we have His Spirit, we get to tune in to all the things that He has understanding to. Anyway, that's all.